You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Hey everybody, we're heading to Shop Talk in just 10 days and you should join us there. Tickets go to full price on Friday, March 8th, but retailers and brands, you can use code OmniTalk to save an extra 10% off current rates. Google Shop Talk to learn more.
Headline one comes to us from CNBC. Target is set to launch its own paid membership program, Target Circle 360, following the lead of competitors like Amazon and Walmart. The subscription service, announced by Target's Chief Guest Experience Officer, Kara Sylvester, will provide members with unlimited free same-day delivery for orders over $35 along with other perks such as two-day shipping. Initially priced at $49 per year, after a promotional period ending on May 18th, the membership fee will increase to $99 per year. However, customers with a Target Circle credit card will continue to pay the lower price of $49 per year. In addition to the paid membership program, Target plans to revamp its free Target Circle loyalty program to enhance user experience and personalization. Members will now have discounts automatically applied to their purchases, streamlining the process. Furthermore, Target will rebrand its credit card program, now known as the Circle Card, offering additional perks such as an extra 5% off purchases, free two-day shipping on select items, and extended return periods. Target's move towards a paid membership model comes as the retailer seeks to bolster sales amidst a decline in comparable sales over the past three quarters. By emulating the success of Amazon Prime and Walmart Plus, Target aims to capitalize on the revenue potential of membership fees and drive increased customer spending. Headline 2 comes to us from Supply Chain Dive. Wayfair is gearing up to introduce a consolidated delivery option for its business-to-consumer shipments, allowing customers to schedule the delivery of multiple items on the same date. The strategy was revealed during an earnings call on February 22nd, emphasizing its potential to enhance efficiency and minimize shipping costs as order volumes continue to rise. Delivery consolidation has been a staple for Wayfair's business-to-business customers since 2017. While the company has not specified a precise launch date for this consumer offering, spokesperson Jake Johnson expressed excitement about its imminent availability. Consolidated delivery not only streamlines logistics operations, but also enhances the customer experience and potentially boosts revenue. By offering the convenience of receiving all items for a project simultaneously, Wayfair aims to attract more sales and retain customers. Additionally, customers may be inclined to add extra items to their orders knowing they will be delivered together. This initiative is part of a broader strategy by Wayfair to address its financial challenges. The company has improved its data analytics capabilities to optimize last-mile delivery methods and introduced free white glove delivery for certain large items, which includes a home setup. These efforts align with Wayfair's commitment to leveraging logistics enhancements to drive profitability and sustain growth in the competitive online home goods market. Headline 3 comes to us from Fortune. Amazon's new fees for sellers are causing significant concern and frustration among merchants, with many feeling that the changes are excessive and could harm their businesses. The inbound placement fee, in particular, is seen as a tactic to push sellers towards utilizing Amazon warehousing and distribution, a move that some merchants are hesitant to make due to the loss of control over their supply chain. The new fees come at a time when Amazon is already facing scrutiny over its treatment of third-party sellers and its dominance in e-commerce. Some top sellers believe that these fees are just the latest in a series of increases that Amazon has imposed on merchants, further squeezing their margins and making it increasingly difficult to operate on the platform. While Amazon claims that the changes are aimed at aligning fees with underlying costs and providing sellers with more choices, many sellers remain skeptical. Some fear that the fees will force them to pass on price increases to customers, potentially driving them away from the platform. The introduction of fees for low inventory levels is also causing concern among sellers, as it adds another layer of complexity to managing their inventory on Amazon. Sellers now face penalties for both low and excess inventory, creating a difficult balancing act to avoid additional fees. Overall, the sentiment among sellers is one of resignation to the power imbalance between them and Amazon. While some sellers may comply with the new fees, others are exploring alternative options or considering reducing their reliance on Amazon altogether. Headline 4 also comes to us from CNBC. Anthropic, a startup founded by former OpenAI research executives, has unveiled its latest AI models, Claude 3, which it claims to be its fastest and most powerful yet. This suite includes three models, Claude 3 Opus, Sonnet, and Haiku. Claude 3 Opus, the most capable among them, has outperformed both GPT-4 and Google's Gemini Ultra on various industry benchmark tests. One notable feature of Claude 3 is its multimodal support, allowing users to upload various types of unstructured data such as photos, charts, and documents for analysis and responses. This marks a significant advancement compared to previous versions and offers users greater flexibility and functionality.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.